past is the past, you know.
About the past, cause that was yesterday.
It's a new day, bro.
I'ma put it on
my
line,
day. You gotta do it now.
Time. You can check your iPhone, better say it's our time. I don't even need a watch, I don't even see a clock. Soon as I walk in, it feel like me a clock. Yeah, me a clock, every time I check, niggas don't mess up.
And we are live. Hello everybody and welcome to the first ever BucksCast of 2012. And the first ever BucksCast since April or March of 2011, so yes, it has been a while since we have done the show. And if you don't know me, my name is Dakota Schmidt, and I am joined by the wonderful Nick McIver. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
And you just sent me a Skype message saying live. I have done live shows on Blog Talk Radio in the past to kind of tying myself over until I was waiting to do another BucksCast, and I'm used to saying live, but we are live to tape, to podcasts, to iTunes, whatever. Nobody else is listening to us besides me and you, and maybe the dog in the kitchen playing with her little squeak toy can hear me, but whatever. We're live talking about the greatest team, the greatest NBA team in the state of Wisconsin. That, of course, is the Milwaukee Bucks. And my, oh my, has things changed for the Bucks. But also, things have changed for both me and you. First off, the last time we've done a BucksCast, I was a junior in high school. Now, on June 23rd, 2012, I am all graduated. And I will be moving, hopefully, to La Crosse, Wisconsin by August of 2012. And actually, I am in search of a roommate, and I have four options. And Nick hasn't heard this yet, but Nick is going to help me choose a roommate at the end of the show. This is a little surprise to Nick. And I can hear snickering in the background, but he will help me choose a roommate for school this fall. But before that, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bucks last season. All the changes they've made last season, of course. Talking about the upcoming offseason. The draft is next week on Thursday, and of course, free agency is going to go on after that. And the best thing about the offseason, Nick, no lockout. We're not going to have to wait till December for the season to start. But I talked about my graduation, me going to La Crosse for school. La Crosse, Wisconsin, by the way, for school, for those that don't know. Oh, you didn't know. Your ass better call somebody. But Nick, how is your 14 months bent since last BucksCast?
Oh, I didn't know we were reviewing our lives.
yes. Nick, this is your life.
You know, I've just been working, doing some other stuff with life.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I caught you off guard, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. That really caught me off guard.
I am known to catch people. If you can hear me, Nick. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, can you hear me? My mic cut out. The mic I was using, the blue headset microphone, but whatever. So my life has been more life-altering than yours because of my recent graduation from high school and me moving to La Crosse and all that fun stuff. Yes, I will be going to La Crosse. Not UW La Crosse. I am not a smart guy like that, but I will be moving. I will be going to a broadcasting school in La Crosse known as Radio 1 this October. But for that, we, of course, will be talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. So right now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do a little review of the 2011-2012 Milwaukee Bucks season. So everybody will be right back.
Yo, 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 TC Dub.
It all comes down to this moment. All the work, the focus. What do you want? Do you want to be respected? Do you want to be good? Or do you want to be the best?
I just want to be the best. They're gonna put me to the test. Wipe the blood, wipe the tears, wipe the sweat. I just wanna be the best. Be the best. They're gonna put me to the test. Standing on the mountain, beating on my chest. I just wanna be the best. Be the best. Gonna put me to the test. I won't stop until I'm better than the rest. I just wanna be the best. Be the best. They're gonna put me to the test. Need to be the greatest ever, nothing less. I just need to be the best. Any means, I just need to be the best in this. So much I invest in this. Legend can't be no less than this. Shout out to the pessimists. You living through my testament. My hunger mixed with my passion, it calls for only excellence. I'm so determined, I can't see defeat. I can't be beat, won't stop until I be elite. I got the heart of Kobe, my passion pure.
Well, welcome back to Buckcast. Of course, I'm Coach Schmidt, joined by Blake McIver. And I forgot to mention something. We had a co-host when we were doing the show last year. His name was Abe. I have no idea where he is. I think he died in some train accident in Germany, so we're just going to leave that as it is. Abraham Jerzyski is dead from train accidents in Germany. Something to do with the German soccer team, I have no idea. But we are here to talk about the 2011-2012 Milwaukee Bucks regular season, where they finished at a great record of 31-35. Nick has very few words to say about the Bucks season. So Nick, what do you have to say?
Very few words. It was just a season of changes with the Monta Ellis trade, obviously.
All right, you're gonna be more professional now that we're actually recording.
You want me just to say that they suck?
Yes.
Like they always suck.
They suck.
Yeah, they suck. Scott Skiles suck. John Hammond suck. Everyone just sucked last year. The only highlight was Ersan Ilyasova. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, the thing is,
they should have won 10 more games than they should have, in my opinion. But
the first loss of the season, of course, was to the Bobcats, who had how many wins, Nick?
7 or 8, maybe, I think.
You know, worst percentage, win-loss percentage in, you know, NBA history, but we still lost to that team. Great season, Milwaukee! Of course, the season started with the likes of Bogut and Steven Jackson, and when the season ended, we no longer had Bogut or Steven Jackson, and with that, we got the likes of Monte Ellis and Ekpe Udoh. In the second half of the Bucks season, Nick, with Ellis and with Udoh, how do you think things went?
I mean, they looked offensively. They were fun to watch at times. They were scoring a lot of points, but they were just blowing a lot of games in the second half of the season that they should have. But I think the chemistry wasn't just there just yet, and the rotation wasn't consistent, so it just messed things in the second half of the season. But they were scoring over 100 points about every game, but they weren't playing good defense.
So it was pretty much kind of like what the Warriors were. We were kind of like the Eastern Conference version of the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, yeah, they were, but the Bucks were 5th in points per game in the entire league, so that's impressive. That's a big turnaround from the season before when we were the worst offensive team.
Yeah, I think we were like 29th or 30th or something like that.
So that's got to balance the defense and offense.
But with Ellis and with Brandon Jennings, It looked like they were clicking later in the season, like in the last 10 or so games, 10, 5 games of the season. Ellis and Jennings, you know, knew their roles when they were playing. And how do you think that duo of Jennings and Ellis will do next season when they have a full season of, you know, training camp and preseason and regular season in front of them?
Honestly, I don't know. I know it's going to be exciting with those two. Mm-hmm. They're both – it's going to be a small backcourt with not that much defense. They're going to rely on getting steals and fast break points, but it should be exciting to see. I don't know if it's going to translate to a lot of wins or not, but we're going to be a good offensive team with those two in the backcourt next year. Mm-hmm.
You know, most definitely, the one player that really shined when you look back on last season was a man, I still have his jersey, a man, number 7 from Turkey, Ersan Ilyasova. And Ersan Ilyasova, in the upcoming offseason, is going to be a free agent. Do you think that the Bucks, two questions, do you want Ersan back, and do you think that the Bucks are going to bring Ersan back?
I would like him to be back, but not for a high price that he's probably going to get.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's going to. He really has gotten a lot better over the years, but I don't think he's coming back, but I would like him to come back at a reasonable price, but that's unrealistic to think.
Yeah, but the thing about Ersan is I'm expecting him to get like a Drew Gooden type of contract. But we already have Drew Gooden, and they both play the same position. So, you know, you have to have, you know, Drew Gooden, and we have, you know, Udo and Sanders and Umamute, who both, you know, play similar positions. Also put in John Lohr, and I forgot about him. But they all play similar positions, and Ersan is going to be expected to be a star in this league, and he's shown that he could be a star in this league, but he might want to play with the contender, and I really don't think that the Bucks are going to be contenders. Yes, I do think that the Bucks are going to be in the playoffs next year. I hope. I've been saying that the last 2 years, but I really hope that the Bucks are in the playoffs next season with the score of Jennings, Ellis, and whoever we get in draft in offseason. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the thing is, Ersan is going to be expecting a big contract, like I said, and I really think that he's going to be gone from the Bucks. And another upcoming free agents from the Bucks is Carlos Delfino. I know, Nick, you've said some, you know, unfavorable words about Delfino before we started recording, but do you want and do you expect Mr. Delfino to be back next year?
You already know how I feel. I don't want him back, but I have a feeling he's going to be back because him and Scott Skiles have some type of love affair going on that I can't figure out. But I think it's time to move on from Delfino. We need to improve in that position. I don't see what more Delfino could offer to this team. So I don't want him back, but I know he's going to be back because him and Hammond and Skiles just love Delfino for whatever reason. Hammond loves him because he was part of the people who drafted him when he was with Detroit. So, and Skiles just is in love with him for whatever reason, but I don't know. I don't want him back, but he's a non-factor for this team, in my opinion.
But here's the thing, Nick. We were talking about this, of course, before we started recording. We have a 20-year-old, he's going to be 20 at the start of the season, 20-year-old starting small forward that goes by the name of Tobias Harris. When Tobias Harris played, I think you list off some of his numbers before we started doing the show, but when Tobias Harris played, he produced. He produced like a starting small forward in this league, and he's only gonna be 20 next year. Give him some time. You know, I don't like you. I know you don't like, sorry, me saying this, but I really hope, really think and really hope that the Bucks can live off, next season can live off the core of Dunleavy and Harris. And when Dunleavy, I think, becomes a free agent after next season, then Harris can take the keys and drive the Bucks roster as the number one small forward. Nick.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't say I didn't like to hear that. Just, I don't think Dunleavy and Harris excites the fans and gets them to buy tickets.
You think Delfino does?
But that definitely doesn't excite me. But.
Yes, me neither. Double ten. I'm done with Delfino.
I'm ready for them to make Harris the starting smart forward or the future, because I just love his potential, and I'm just excited what he could do in a full season as a starter. But that's up to Skiles and the Bucks to give him that opportunity that they haven't. They gave it to him the last week of the season, but I'm hoping that they continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing about the Bucks is, like we said in the last 5 or so minutes, the Bucks have a small forward that they drafted in the first round last season, of course, the Tobias Harris, that has shown signs that he'd be a really good player. Next season is his time to shine. And he's going to take what his talents, and I think, and I hope, and I know that Tobias Harris, this may sound crazy, but I think Tobias Harris has potential to be possibly an all-star small forward. Possibly at the peak of his potential be an all-star small forward. But if he doesn't make that peak of potential, then definitely be a very productive 13, 14 points per game type of offensive small forward that the Bucks really need, and I really think it's going to be a lot better than what Delfino was last season.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't know about, I mean, I have to see before I say he's an all-star small forward, but he has the skill sets to be very good. He could shoot from any range on the floor. It seems he has a good mid range, and he can shoot long range, and he has a nice post game inside game. He just has potential to be a good all around small forward in this league. And I'm just, I know Skiles is not prone to play younger players. I know he played Jennings, but he was kind of forced to. But
well, we had Rednauer back then now.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I miss him. Stupid Bane Udrich is gonna come back next year with a $6 million contract.
Oh yeah, we have Udrich. Yeah,
Bane Udrich.
Yeah.
But we already talked about point guard. Of course, Jennings is gonna be there, and Jennings really showing that he can be a really good point guard. He really had a good season last year, no doubt about that. We talked about Ellis and his potential with Jennings. We talked about the small forward position with Tobias Harris and Mike Dunleavy. Now let's talk about power forward. Drew Gooden had a very nice season last year. He actually looked like he was worth that huge contract that he had before the 2010-2011 season. Nick, do you think that Drew Gooden will be the starting power forward this upcoming season? Or do you think a younger guy like Ekpe Udoh or Larry Sanders will take that position?
I hope he's not the starting small power forward for the Bucks next year, because that would mean that we have no better option. Even though he did have a good season last year, he played a lot better than I thought he would. I mean, he was the leading scorer at a lot of games for us last year, but I don't see him getting any better than that. I think he played out of his mind last year, but he's not the healthiest player. He's gonna have some health problems, so he'll be a nice role player for us off the bench next year if he's still with us, but I would think Udo or Sanders or somebody, or maybe they draft somebody.
John Lure.
Starting
John
power
Lure, maybe.
Yeah, John Lure.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, talking in these, saying these names does not make me feel comfortable about the next season. It's so sad. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta go with the young guys and
think positive, Nick.
Yeah, you just gotta go with the young guys and just.
We haven't even started talking about their position yet.
Those are our centers and power forwards.
It is.
Because we have no center until next Thursday when we.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit though.
Oh, shut it.
You just don't shut it, Nick. All right, moving on. Nick just really, really shut the show down for a few seconds, but I'm going to try to speed things back up here. Drew Glenn had a very nice season last year. I really do think that, but he was 30. He is still kind of in the prime of his career, but as you know, year 3, year 4, year 5 as contract, you know, comes up, how good will he be as a player? We really don't know, so I really hope that we'll give guys like John Lure. I know that really doesn't excite Nick, but John Lure had some good games last season, and also had some games where he just stunk up the court and you wanted him to leave. He's not as bad as John Brockman, but nobody is as bad as John Brockman. Jesus, I'd rather have Dan Gastrick than John Brockman. No seriousness, but John Lure had some games where he started because Bogut was out at the start of the season, where he showed some potential, but most definitely not a power forward on a playoff contending team. But Akpe Udo, I really, of course, never watched any of his games in Golden State, and he really never got many minutes when he was with the Bucks. But he showed some offense, he can block like nobody's business, and he's a decent rebounder. So I really do think that if we give him, you know, 25, 30 minutes tops, then he could be a decent power forward. And maybe Larry Sanders, I'm sorry, I'm just not a fan of Larry Sanders. He cannot catch. If Jennings or Nellis tries to pass him the ball, half the time, he just loses control of it, which is, he's like the Brelon Edwards of, you know, centers slash power forwards, you know, in the NBA, and I just really don't like Larry Sanders. I'm sorry, Nick may like Larry Sanders, but I really don't see the potential in Larry Sanders, so I'm expecting Drew Gooden to start the majority of the games, so maybe give the likes of, you know, Udo or possibly Larry Sanders some starts as the season goes on. Nick.
Well, I know what you're saying with Larry Sanders being out of control at times, but I kind of felt like after the Ellis trade, it seemed like Larry Sanders seemed like he was getting a little better with his defense and rebounding. I mean, offensively, he has long ways to go still. And fortunate for him, he's young, so he could work on his game inside, learning how to catch a ball and put it in the hoop. But defense-wise, he was like the Bucks enforcer last year in the second half, which kind of impressed me. And I think they need a player of that type on bench for next year, someone be the enforcer down low to protect all the other players. But he's not a starter in his league, but he's certainly a good contributor off the bench, a role player that can rebound and play defense, and that's the type of guy Sky Scowls would like to have.
Mm-hmm. And the next is the center position. Yeah. After the Boga trade, we have nobody. We absolutely have nobody for the center position. Larry Sanders played some center. Drew Gooden played some minutes as the center, but after that, we have nobody. We have absolutely nobody. And right now, I am on a free trial, actually, of a pretty made call recorder. So, and it's running out of minutes right now. And it has a 30-minute max for people that are on the free trial. So, yeah, I don't want to end anything abruptly. So, I guess I kind of am right now, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I hope... And I know that we're going to talk about the 2012 NBA draft that is going to be going on this upcoming Thursday. So everybody will, of course, going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Upcoming 2012 NBA draft that's going to be going on next Thursday. And I can sense that Nick has something mischievous up his sleeve. So I'm just going to listen to him closely within the next few minutes as I try to be professional and talk about the 2012 NBA draft. But right now the Bucks have the 12th pick in the first round and the 42nd pick in the second round. And, of course, that can change within an instant, as you, of course, know from last year's draft, where we went down to get the 18th pick to get Tobias Harris, who is still, of course, a work in progress. And the big need for the Bucks right now, like we talked about before the break, was at the center position. And there are a few names out there the Bucks could get to play that center slash power forward position that are needs. Right now, the consensus 12th pick for the Bucks is Myers Leonard, a 7-1 center from Illinois. Nick, what are your thoughts on Mr. Myers Leonard?
Well, he's a player that like you said, the consensus, everybody thinks that's where he's going to go, to Milwaukee Bucks. He has a lot of upsize. He's very young, but he's intriguing to me, but he's not going to come in and contribute right away. He might get a lot of minutes right away, but he's not going to be that much of an impact player his first couple of years in the league. But he has the most potential of all the big men in the entire draft, in my opinion. But I'm not sure. I mean, if they draft him, I'll be okay with it. But I would like for them to go somewhere else, but if they go with Leonard, I'll be okay with it. I think fans will just have to be patient with this Leonard guy if we do draft him.
Kind of like with their last year.
Yeah. Right. Because he is the same age as Harris right now, so that shows you how young Harris is, too. So, but...
Yeah, Harris.
He's probably going to start because he's going to be our only option at center, but he's got to –
All right.
I like it. I didn't want to call him a stiff because he's not – definitely not a stiff.
Yeah, he's a mobile type of center.
Yeah.
Right now, my friend Christopher Bosch from NBA Draft Insider, strengths for Myers Leonard includes – He's athletic, long, quality defender, shot blocker, and good shooter. Weakness, strength, and a finishing. Kind of like with Tobias Harris last year. Tobias Harris and Myers Leonard are good offensive players. But before the season last year, one of the low points of Tobias Harris was the fact that he was not very strong. But he grew into his body, and you know, he looked more beefed up and muscled up and became a much better player as the season went on, of course, when he got minutes. But I could see the same thing with Myers Leonard. I expect Leonard to be the starting center of the team because, like Nick said, we absolutely have nobody. But Myers Leonard, only 20 years old, and he is going to come in, be the starting center, and he's going to improve week by week and month by month. And he's going to be a work in progress, but I think he can potentially be a Tyson Chandler type of player, but better offensively. That's my opinion on Myers Leonard. Moving on to another center prospect. This man is a little bit older than Myers Leonard, and his name is Tyler Zeller, a 7-foot, 247-pound center from North Carolina. He was a senior last season. Nick, what are your thoughts on this senior from North Carolina?
Well, he's one of the few players in this draft who I think is NBA ready right now. So he's one of those players you could put in that he's going to start right away and play, be a key contributor for your team. But I don't like the opposite of Leonard. I don't see much upside with Zeller. I think you see what you get with him.
Yeah.
I think in the next 3 years, he's probably going to be a quality NBA center in the NBA, give you maybe 12 and 7 or 8 a game. But I don't see the potential in him. But he's a player that if the Bucks draft him, that he could come in and be a real key contributor if the Bucks want to make a playoff push next year. I think he's the type of center that you could put in. But if you want to build for the future and try to replace Andrew Bogut, I don't think Zeller is probably the player you don't want to go with. Mm-hmm. But he could prove me wrong, and he could probably develop into a really good center for a long ways to come. But I don't see him being a starting center for the next 10 years, maybe the first 5 years of his career, but that's about as far as I'll take it.
I think he could potentially be like a Marcin Gortat, you know, type of center. Marcin Gortat is a very nice center, like he proved last season with the Suns, but he's not that great center, but he's productive. Uh-huh. And I definitely think that Zeller will be a productive center for us, like Woody said, a 12.7 rebound per game guy that, you know, like the old cliche goes, brings his lunch pail to the game and just, you know, produces. But Leonard has, you know, a bigger upside than Myers Leonard. What are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing the Bucks cast.
I hear breathing.
Okay.
Are you doing? Okay, I'm not gonna ask. All right, the next potential guy for the Bucks, sadly, unfortunately, is a man, a 6'9" power forward from Ohio State, Jared Sullinger. NBA draft insider, strengths, strong, basketball IQ, great hands, elite rebounder, classic post player, excellent touch, 12 to 18 foot range. Now you're saying, that really doesn't sound that bad. But weaknesses, athleticism, lateral quickness on defense, conditioning, finishing, and nagging back issues. First off, conditioning. We have Ellis. We have Jennings. They like to run. And if you want to run, you need to be conditioned. And Jared Sullinger is not conditioned. And also, if you want to be a big man on a team with Jennings and Ellis, the likes of Jennings and Ellis want you to want to feed you the ball so you can, you know, finish. And Sullinger apparently cannot finish. and also Megan back issues. No, I don't want that. I do not want that at all. Sullinger is only 20 years old, like Myers Leonard and Tobias Harris. But those issues I just listed off to you are some of the reasons why I do not want Jared Sullinger to be a member of the Milwaukee Bucks in the 2012-2013 NBA season. Nick.
I agree. I don't know what else to say. I was never a fan of him when he was a freshman last year, so I'm definitely not a fan with him even now with the back issues. I didn't like him before the back issues, even after that. And I didn't even know he was considered a candidate for the Bucks to draft. I hope he's not even on their board.
Right now the Bucks, not the Bucks, but NBA Draft Insider listed, done by the great Christopher Abbas, a very smart college basketball / NBA.
He's a good college player, but I don't see his skill set translating that well into NBA.
Right now, Chris has him listed 15th, so he's kind of in that Bucks range. So that's why I listed him off.
I would just hope the Bucks don't even consider him if he's still there.
Yeah,
at 12. I don't.
All right, I'm just gonna say this right now. I'm gonna say this right now. This will be the last Bucks cast if we draft Jared Sullinger. I will go to the Timberwolves or something like that if we draft Jared Sullinger. I'll be a Timberwolves fan. I'll do a Timberwolves podcast or something like that, you know? I do not want Sullinger on this team at all. But moving on from a guy that I do not want to a guy that I'm intrigued about is apparently the guy that the Bucks are really, you know, positive about. He's possibly out of the Bucks' range, but if he moves down, the Bucks are definitely going to get him. And that man was a teammate of Tyler Zeller last year. And I am talking about a 6'10", 216-pound power forward from North Carolina, John Henson. This past week, during Bucks workouts, John Henson shined with the Bucks. The Bucks are very, very positive about John Henson. They want John Henson. I don't care if he's kind of out the range. They want Henson badly. If that means that they're going to move up to like the A spot or whatever to get Henson, they'll do that. They want Henson very badly. They want him to be on the Bucks roster very badly. And the reasons why: he's athletic. He has a high motor, good rebounder, quality defender, elite shot blocker. He's developing on offense. He's 19. He'll be, 19. He's 21, but he'll be 22 midway through the season. He has a good mid-range shot. Weaknesses: like Leonard, he's really not that strong, and he has to work a little bit on his offensive moves. But like I said, athletic, high motor, defender, rebounder, shot blocker. I really do think that this man, John Henson, would work perfectly in that high-tempo Ellis Jennings offense.
And I agree 100%. You still there?
Yeah, you have nothing to add, Nick?
I agree with all those reasons. I think he'll be a perfect, because he's the exact player the Bucks are looking for to fit in with Ellis and Jennings. Somebody who could go out there, run with them, and finish. Like you say, you rebound, defend. He could do all the qualities that translates to what the Bucks are trying to do with the type of team that they have. My only concern is with he's really small still. He's not bulked up to the NBA levels. I don't know how he matches up with other power forwards.
Yeah, he's 6'10", 216.
I mean, if you look at him, he's just like a 7'4 wingspan, but he is very linky. But his game does translate to what the Bucks are trying to do. And also another concern, if you draft Henson, he can't play center. I don't even he's too, he won't be able to play center in the NBA. Maybe in a small lineup, but so the Bucks will probably go into next year with the same problem they had last year, and they'll have to rotate between Henson, Udo, Sanders, and Gooden, and that won't help them because I know the Bucks want to draft a center, but they really love this Henson guy, and I think they're willing to sacrifice not having a center to replace Bogut to have Henson. So if they draft Henson, I'll be happy because he would fit in well with Jennings and Ellis, and they're just going to be running on everybody next year. But they still won't have a center, and I think you'll have to give Henson maybe a year or two to get into his NBA body to match up against all the other forwards in the NBA. But I think he can come in right away and contribute because I think Skiles would like the stuff Skiles teaches. I think Henson would strive in.
Yeah, most definitely. And that pretty much, I think we have one more player to talk about. And that would be Perry Jones, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Perry Jones, the third, 6'11", 234, power forward from Baylor. He was a sophomore last year. He is 21. He's going to be 21 years old at the start of the season. Right now, Shanks, athletic, long, mobile big guy, good ball handler, mid-range shooter, and guard skills. Weaknesses, strength, low motor, passive, inconsistent. Those two things, low motor, passive, you need to be an aggressive, high-energy type of player to play with this team. You need to be up the court, down the court, up the court, down the court, up the court, down the court, kind of like a Phoenix Suns, Golden State Warriors type of offense, like I said, with the two the point guard and shooting guard, Jennings and Ellis. And Perry Jones isn't that. Perry Jones said that did. Skiles will not deal with that at all. And that's probably the reason why Perry Jones will not be a Buck next season.
Yeah, I agree. But one thing with Perry Jones, his skill set is a little raw right now. He has a lot to work on with his offense. But he kind of intrigues me because he could be a real great player in this league. But he could also be just a bust. So you don't know what you're going to get when you draft him. So that's probably going to cost him in the draft this year. He's probably going to slide a little bit because no one knows what they're going to get with Perry Jones. But you never know. He probably could go as high as 8. Somebody always shocks you in the NBA draft.
And the Bucks could be that team.
Yeah.
For a good reason. Or
of all the players that we name, every year I think the Bucks are going to draft a certain group of players, and they always shock me with somebody different. Yeah. Even the year they drafted Brandon Jennings, I didn't know until the day of the draft that he was even on the Bucks' radar.
Yeah.
So they always, John Hammond usually shocks me every
year. Yeah, right now the Bucks could be really bluffing with this whole John Henson thing.
Yeah.
It could be. I would not be surprised at all. Quick second round preview, then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to move to my personal favorite thing, me picking Nick, helping me pick a roommate from a certain website. I don't think sounds very happy about that, but whatever. Quick preview of the second round. The NBA Draft Insider.com right now has Darius Johnson Odom going to the Bucks, 6'3", point guard from Marquette. Nick, take over with your thoughts on DJO.
Well, obviously, whoever said he's a point guard never watched a Marquette game this year, so he could probably guard some point guards in the NBA, but he's not an NBA point guard at all. I mean, he is really undersized to play the two guard, or if he could play point guard, he's right size, but I don't see him as a point guard in the NBA.
Is he as tall as Ellis?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Johnson on him, he doesn't look 6'3". He looks taller, but he is, I think he's about the same height as
Ellis. We're going to pause recording.
I don't know what the last sentence I said.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bucks, guys. Sorry, I had a phone call that I get to. had to get to the phone was ringing, but nobody answered.
You gotta announce that.
Yeah, I am going to announce that because I am in the middle of recording right now, Nick. Thank you very much. But Nick, continue with your thoughts on Odom.
He's a good defender. Good. He's a streaky shooter. He could. I think the Bucks will probably be looking for a bigger guard than Johnson Odom, but I can see him on an NBA roster. But I don't think he fits in what the Bucks are trying to do.
All right. In all honesty, the Bucks will take a big man in the first round, either center or a power forward. What do you see the Bucks doing in the second round?
I know they're gonna probably draft.
Possibly a shooter off the bench.
Yeah, they're probably gonna look for a guard, bigger guard.
Yeah.
Maybe a not Justin Odom, but probably I'm not sure who they're looking at in the second round, but probably a shooter, someone to back up Jennings and Ellis, because I don't think they have a backup shooting guard right now. Because all they have is Beno Udrich, and that's it, right? Oh yeah, Livingston.
Yeah.
And that's they don't have a true shooting guard that they have an option for.
Right now,
once Ellis goes down, they really.
Yeah, but an option for a second
if Ellis goes down, they.
If Ellis goes down, then we really don't know what's gonna happen. But a potential guy, he's listed in really early in the second round, but potentially, you never know how the draft is gonna go. But he's Evan Fournier. He's 6'7" shooting guard from France.
I've heard the Bucks worked him out and they like what he could do. So if he's there at 42, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to the Bucks. But he's probably going to be gone by then. But so.
Yeah, so. Just quickly look at some names here from NBADraftInsider.com. Let me see. Draymond Green, DJO. Jake Crowder, no. Who else? I'm just randomly looking.
You are.
Yeah. Kind of like maybe what John Hammond does. Goes on the website like, hey, I want this guy. Even if it's not working out. Let me see here. Lando Johnson, UC Santa Barbara, shooting guard, 6'5". This is interesting. Strengths, strong, long, athletic, eye motor, NBA build, pure shooter, NBA three-point range, good rebounder. Weaknesses, inconsistent, not great at one thing, small skill prospect. I don't know if the Bucks worked out Orlando Johnson, but he's a 6'5 shooting guard, a typical height for a regular shooting guard. Of course, Monte Ellis does not fit the mold of a regular shooting guard. Nick, you still there?
Yeah.
I heard you yawn. Maybe. I don't know. Orlando Johnson, if he can shoot three-point range, that'd be awesome. He doesn't need to be great at one thing. Just, come off the bench, score some points, and, make everybody happy. That's all we need from a second-round guy. We need a shooter off the bench. We need an offensive guy off the bench. Maybe this Orlando Johnson guy can do good. I haven't honestly even looked at his stats. I just looked at his strengths and weaknesses from Christopher Habas's NBA draft insider. So, Chris, if you're BSing me on this, then I blame you. But I wouldn't mind seeing a guy like Orlando Johnson, a shooter off the bench, be a member of the Bucks. He is a small school prospect, but sometimes you get really good players from these small schools. And that wraps up our short little draft preview. Nick, do you have any final thoughts on the upcoming draft?
Just that I'm excited to see what crazy trade John Hammond is going to come up this draft, because he's made a surprising trade about every draft this year, his tenure here. So,
Last season it was Steven Jackson. The year before it was Magetti.
And then before that was it Richard Jefferson, or was that the year before?
Richard Jefferson got traded before the 09-10 season.
Right. I guess he drafted Brandon Jennings. He didn't make a trade that year.
That was the crazy thing.
Yeah, that was the surprising. Jennings was pronounced the face of the franchise when he was drafted. So.
Yeah, wasn't even at the draft, if I remember. Yeah, back right. Drive to the draft.
Right. This shows you what crazy antics he was going to get into.
Yeah. So, yeah, that basically wraps up the basketball portion of the show. Next, after this break, it's Nick's favorite time. We're playing Pick the Roommates!
And this really? That really sucked.
Sorry. I don't have crazy sound effects behind me, Nick. I'm sorry. I'm not the Game Show Network. You know, so everybody, we're going to take a big break, and we'll be right back after this. Only on the BucksCast.
That your hat can't fit ya. Either I'm with ya or against ya. Format bent ya. Back through that maze I sent ya. Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type fifth that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out. Me and C the Leo. Getting head for some chick he know. See it's all about the cheddar. Nobody do it better. Going back to Cali strictly for the weather. Women and the weed.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of BucksCast, and we are not going to talk anything basketball related, but right now it is Nick actually came up with the idea of the segment.
What?
Nick is the one that came up with the idea of the segment, because in the next few months I will be moving to a little town known as La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I will be looking for a place to live. And the other night I was looking, of course, on Google, roommate search, because I might want to live with somebody. And I found this good site called Roomster.com, and I found four quality options for a potential roommate. So, Nick, I told the story to Nick, and he's like, hey, let's make a game show. With you listening up, and me and Nick McIver is going to tell you who is going to be your new roommate. Right, Nick? I am just
yes.
With excitement as we speak. I honestly don't care what Nick says. Actually, I do. I value Nick's opinion very, very much. So without further ado, this is... I can't really get a good amount of her voice, so whatever. This is Pick Your Roommate. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. All right, let's go. As we wait for the page to load here. With Pick Your Roommate, Nick, are you ready? Nick, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright, the first option is Joe. Joe says, I am 23-year-old single man who lives a share across the country. Some rent. Oh. Alright, is that better with the music off? Nick, is that better with the music off?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Hey, we didn't hear the music. Sorry, folks, it sounded staticky and loud, but whatever. The first option is Joe. Joe's a 23-year-old single man who has a share in La Crosse, Wisconsin. The rent is $230. It is available immediately. Nick says, I'm an easygoing college student who was foolish enough to get a room with my girlfriend. Oh, what a bum. And it didn't work out, so she is having a place now. Now I'm looking for somewhere else. I work early in the morning, so I'm usually in bed early during the week. I enjoy playing video games and watching football and UFC. I get up before 6 a.m. and I go to bed 10 to 12. So he goes to bed a little, you know, at a normal time at night. I live in a one-person, female-only household. A second. My work schedule is described as student. Favorite pastime is games. Favorite band is 3 is great. Favorite TV show is like me. Favorite film is 300. So, Nick, what do you think of the show?
Sounds like an okay person.
It's $1 to $3, said okay.
Yeah, that's...
Alright, so that is decent. That is decent. Let's move on to test number two. I love using this voice. Don't you love this voice, Nick?
I actually hate your guts right now.
Alright. So is everybody else in the world, but whatever. Alright, so contest number two is... Wait, what's your name? It's Ashley. A lady. Alright.
She is.
Yes, Nick. You'll be cool a lot more as I read this off. She is a 21-year-old single woman.
Oh.
The rent is $2.94 a month. She says, wait, are you ready? This is a sentence that's gonna make this game legendary. Alright? She says, I am a student that lives with two other female students. And we are currently looking for a fourth person to live with us in a 5-bedroom house. It doesn't matter what gender you are. All we are looking for is a respectable and responsible roommate. You get up at 10 to 12. A.M. to P.M. and she goes to bed from 12 A.M. to 2 A.M. i.e. she eats almost anything. Her level of cleanliness is best described as average, and she parties on the weekends. Yes.
Oh yeah.
She has a pet dog. Her favorite pastime is having fun. Her favorite band is Notorious B.I.G. Favorite book is Catcher in the Rye. Favorite TV show is Modern Family. And her favorite film is Space Jam. So what do you think about contestant number two, Ashley?
I want to date her.
Why?
I don't know. She's 21. Whatever.
Do you want to fight with me for that room, Nick?
I mean, I don't have to live there.
Two other females, Nick.
Alright. Oh. Yeah, so, that sounds like my kind of place to stay at.
Yes.
Maybe
bad at times because there's women, but...
How do you feel about living with other women?
We're trying to keep the show PG, so we don't want to go there. Contestant number three is a 23-year-old single man. Ooh. Rent is $3.42. It is available immediately. About me and my place. It says, three respectable gentlemen, age 21 to 23, looking for a fourth roommate for the 2012-2013 housing year starting in fall of 2012. No gender preference on our part. This is the 4-bedroom, 1-bathhouse house with laundry, off-street parking, and functional electronic baseboard heat as well as oil center heating. And this split 4 ways to $3.42 a month. They get up at that sounds kind of gay. They get up together at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Go to bed from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. They're clean overnight guests, part occasionally. Live in a 3-bedroom male only household. Favorite pastime is hanging out. Favorite band is some indie crap thing with Shoeless Revolution. Favorite book is a game. Favorite TV show is Tosh.0, and favorite film is Casino Royale. But Nick, this is my favorite part of this profile here. on this website, they allow you to ask your potential roommate a question. And they have 5 questions. So, sorry, what's your major? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? But these are the 3 interesting ones. First one is, who would win in a fight? Jason Bourne or James Bond? The new Danny Craig version. If an epic movie about you was being made, whom would you cast to play you? And the 5th one is, would you like a beer? Personally, I am putting these group of guys on the bottom of the list. What about you?
What was your question?
Did you listen to me when I was talking?
Well, to be honest with you, you mentioned the site Roomster, so I just went there right now and I've been browsing, so I was a little distracted.
All right.
I'm just gonna be real blunt about it.
All right. Basically, let me. This is a great game show. Let me recap you on this. 23 male, 3 respectable gentlemen, age 21, 23, like for 4th roommate for fall.
Okay.
Rent is 342. They get up at, you know, regular time, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and go to bed, regular 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. They are clean. Their interests are hanging out, favorite band, and some indie crap. Favorite book is The Game. Their favorite TV show is Tosh.0, and favorite film is Casino Royale. Wait a second here. The house is located at whatever. Doesn't say the residence features air conditioning with floors, yard, carpet, storage, laundry. Room is unfurnished. It features cable TV jack, private closet. Alright, and on the website, as you might see, they allow you to answer some questions about yourself. I mean, the potential, you know, roommates want you to answer some questions about yourself. They have 5 questions. One of them is, what's your major? Second one is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And the more interesting ones are 3, 4, and 5. You still with me, Nick?
Yes.
All right. Maybe you can answer these questions. Who would win a fight, Jason Bourne or James Bond? The Daniel Craig version, by the way.
Did you want me to answer that?
Sure.
I was going to say James Bond.
All right, it's the Daniel Craig version. The new version.
The Jason Bourne.
All right. Who starred in that movie? Tom Cruise, I think? Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
All right, it was Cruise. Cruise was in Mission Impossible, but... I think it's in the Bourne movies. I hope these guys don't listen to the show or they're not going to take me. Oh, it's Matt Damon. Sorry, it's Matt Damon. Alright, I hope these guys listen. Crap. The 4th question is, if an epic movie about you is being made, who would you cast to play you, Nick? Let me guess. Denzel Washington would play you.
Yeah.
Because you're black. Alright. And 5th question simply is, would you like a beer?
Would I like a beer?
Yes.
Why are you asking me that?
That's what Sam from the 23-year-old, 342, dollars a month for rent, asked you simply, would you like a beer?
Would I like a beer?
Yes.
If what?
Whatever. Just don't answer that. This game is getting on the hand right now. Personally, I think it's this 23-year-old, 3 respectable gentlemen looking for 4th roommate at the bottom because I don't want to live with 3 other guys, personally. What do you think, Nick?
Is it out of those 3?
Yeah, the 3 that I've listened
to. I mean, the third choice was the 3 guys.
Yeah.
You don't care what the place looks like, you just care about who you're staying with.
I care what the place looks like, and I care about the rent. So far, the rent is $342. 3 other guys, it may be a drunken affair, and they may be watching a lot of action movies, which is men all the time, and sometimes they need a 10 minutes vibe.
I'm trying to sign up for this roomster, and they're saying pick questions to ask your roommate.
Yes.
Interview questions. I don't want to do that.
Alright, whatever.
I would say moving with the girls.
Moving with the girls. And speaking of ladies, the ladies! I'll never do that again. Fourth option is another female, Nick.
Just one?
Another female, Nick. Another female.
I lived with females before, but it was like guys and females.
Right. She is a 22-year-old single woman. Who is a chair of across Wisconsin. The rent is a little high at $500 a month.
Yeah, it's a little high. Yeah.
But wait. 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 3 parking, animals welcome, and a basement.
Why is she staying in a 4-bedroom place?
I don't know. Maybe she wants to feel powerful or something like that.
Maybe she had other roommates and they got tired of her and moved out.
Yeah, like
maybe
the first guy who had if you remember the first guy, that like the football and the UFC and video games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He had a girlfriend that lived, but she moved out, so he's looking for somebody to take her place.
Yeah. Maybe he's trying to.
But she lives in a one-person, female-only household. Right now it's female-only, I think. Age 18 to 99. I am within that range. I am not 99 quite yet, but I'm getting there in the next upcoming decades. Her work schedule is best described as mixed. Professional occupation, student, undergrad, and she does not have any pets. She has phone, cable TV, and a private closet. Wait a second, I did not see this. Bees to move in. 297.75. And total cost of utilities, $80. Favorite pastime is hanging out. Favorite band is another indie rock band, Atmosphere. Favorite book is Cats, Cradles. Favorite TV show is U.S. of Terror. And favorite film, Almost Famous. I am putting her below the three guys, simply because of the rents and the total cost to move in. I think she's on the bottom. I looked at the picture. She's very nice looking. She's very nice looking. She has a North Face kind of like jacket and like an outdoor atmosphere. So, entertaining, easy going, respectful student, female, and open minded. But $500 for rent a month is rather high, especially when you're just moving into a town. You know?
Yeah.
So, right now in order, I have the ladies, the street ladies. And if you look at the picture, let me look at this picture. She's very nice looking. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that shouldn't be why you pick her.
Well, one of the reasons, you know? one of the reasons, but right now I have the ladies. Even though if you live with ladies, it can get bad. It can get ugly rather fast, you know?
Yeah. The ladies I used to live with, I knew before, so I wasn't nothing ever complicated.
What?
So,
she likes spaceship. That's a good movie.
Oh, she likes it.
She likes it. Number two is the single man Joe. $230 a month for rent. $230 a month. He kind of looks a bit dorky, the picture. Just saying. But,
now he's. That's nice of you.
But I really hope these guys don't listen. Most people don't listen. But they might listen if I do a podcast every single week. You know, you never know. But he's.
Then
like,
they'll go back and find the show and. They could be like, nope.
They'll kick me out because of the Bucks cast. Joe's looking for a responsible roommate, should be clean. I'm going to have to work a lot on that. And doesn't mind the occasional football Saturday. I like that. I like a guy. Wow, that's kind of sounded gay. But I like a guy who enjoys his football, enjoys his games, and I can deal with the UFC. And the rent is $230 a month. That's great. That is great, you know? $230 a month for rent. I like Joe. Wait, is this same Joe? Yeah, same as Joe, $230. That's number two. The three guys, number three, they might be a little bit...
You have to pay to...
You don't have to pay, you have to pay.
Why do you...
I'm
you have to pay a subscription for Rumpster?
You don't have to pay, you have to pay the subscription if you want that person's phone number.
Oh.
Stuff like that, their personal information. I think I might have to do that because...
Oh, you can't contact anybody?
You can, like, send them little messages. Little emails or something, but you can't call them. But I think I'm going to have to, you know, pay up to call the lady.
You can't...
Call
you can't, you can't send them your number or...
I think you could, like in a little email or something, but that's basically...
I'm pretty sure this being on a bus cast is very interesting, this conversation.
Yes, it is. I'm really going to have a little disclaimer at the start of the show after we're done talking with the draft that if you don't want to listen to a room of discussion, then you can click off after the draft discussion. But as I said, Ashley...
This will be a bonus feature. This
bonus
right
feature,
here.
Yes. This is a special feature. Really not that special, but it's bonus, I guess. Right now, Ashley, number one.
Have you? Well, you're going to a new world where you never really had a roommate before, so this would be something.
World. Yes, this is a whole new world.
Oh, yeah. I've had a line of roommates, and yeah. I'm just going to tell you, you're going to hate your roommate no matter what at a point given time.
Right.
Just to warn you.
Especially when they're three ladies. You can hate them and love them, you know.
Oh yeah, ladies, that could be interesting.
Yes, that could be interesting. Okay, yeah. Ashley, number one. Joe, number two. $230 a month. $230 a month is not bad.
You don't want somebody who has, like, parties over their house all the time. You don't want that.
No, you don't. But Joe? Because
it could be fun sometimes, but...
He parties occasionally. Occasionally has overnight guests, and it's $230 a month. That's our
most... Occasionally?
Occasionally.
Okay.
And let's take a look at Ashley here. Ashley and... Wait a second. Never mind. I was going to say something, but no. Occasionally has overnight guests, and she does party on the weekends. That could be an issue. Plus, three guys, Samuel, the host of the people that wanted to ask you if you like the Born or Bond or whatever. That's $342 a month. They like drinking their beers, you know, like the great Stone Cold Steve Austin. And they like their beers, but $342 a month. And the bottom option is Elizabeth, Sharon LaCrosse, but $500 a month. That's high. I'm thinking Joe. I know I've been really hyping up the ladies, but I'm thinking Joe. $230 a month, one person, and $230. Ashley, $294 a month. What's your pick? Or pick these roommates.
I don't know. The Joe guy seems all right, but he seems depressed. But.
Why? Any football fan seems depressed? Is that what you're trying to say? Because he lost his girlfriend.
Huh?
He lost his lady.
Yeah.
You know, if he's a sports fan, then maybe he can join us. Maybe. I don't know. we can have a new Abe.
Ooh. Ooh, these two 21-year-olds are have a room available. Maybe I should move out. Go over there.
Are you looking at Milwaukee?
If anything, this segment has taught to endorse Roomsters.
Yes.
If you want,
I should really email the people at Roomsters. Maybe I can get a free account here. Everybody, check out Roomsters.com. Roomsters.
I have been looking for a new place. Glad.
I also have option number five which is live with my sister and her boyfriend. That's option number two for me. That's with my sister, but you know, sometimes my sister could get on hand, so you never know. But I'm going with Joe, number one, and Ashley, number two. I'm going to have to get in contact with these people, and I really hope that they don't listen because I said a negative thing about each, every one of them. I really never said anything bad about Ashley and her other female counterparts. Besides the fact that females could get out of the hands, and that is a fact. As you know, females could obviously get out of hand. But if I said Joe looks kind of like a dope, and the three guys, Samuel, and the other two guys, of course, like their beers, like their action movies. Men. That's basically all they came up with that little profile. Honestly, Joe, Ashley, Samuel, and Elizabeth, because $500 a month is way too much, personally. What's your pick?
I guess if I had a pick, I guess it would be Joe.
Joe? All right, so Joe is the winner for this inaugural edition of Pick.
Wait, was this decision, or are you going to do whatever I say?
You're going to help with the decision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your voice. So, as I'm listening to you look at the Roomster website, we might have to play this game again.
Okay. I mean, I will go with the ladies, but that can get complicated sometimes. But if you want to do that, I say go ahead. Go with the group of ladies. Yeah. Do that one.
Yeah, but Joe, the reason why? 230. $203 a month. That's good.
Right. You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to. Yeah.
You don't have to pay a boatload of money like Elizabeth for $500. That's a hell of a lot. For four bedroom, two bath. I only need one bath. Honestly, I only need one bathroom for myself. But personally, I am picking Joe. Actually, it's an alternative, of course. But that has been the inaugural edition of Pick Your Roommates. For this edition of BucksCast, I'm Kurt Schmidt, alongside Nick McIver. And we will see you next week as we review the 2012 NBA draft. By the way, Ashley, how you doing? Right, we'll see you next week, everybody.